Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Jesus will truly answer when you pray. I like to give honor to God and Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and I thank God for everyone who's joining the line. Welcome to End Time Women of War Radio broadcast with Apostle Deborah Deans. This is the intercessory prayer night, praise the Lord. And I want to say good evening, Apostle.
Good evening, Evangelist Watson. How are you?
I made it.
Praise God. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Hey, hallelujah. That's something to be thankful for. Just to make it through the day, just
mm-hmm.
to make it through a few hours, honey, that's
mm-hmm.
a blessing because, ooh, honey, we just go through so much, but all
mm-hmm.
the time God is with us. He's carrying
mm-hmm.
us through. He's bringing us through, you know, and we have to keep pressing our way, you know. We just have to press our way. So I
press.
Thank and praise God for that. That's awesome. That's awesome. I want to greet everyone this evening in the powerful and mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm so excited right now. I went into prayer just a few minutes ago. God is so good and so kind. And I tell you what, he just dipped me right down in the anointing, you know, and I thank him for it today. He is so good. But I just want to greet everyone in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm so delighted to have you to be in our worship and our intercessory prayer on tonight. You are in Radio Land in the End Time Men and Women of War. We're grateful that you're on with us tonight. And I just thank God tonight. I thank God tonight. I thank God that we're standing on top of the ground and the ground is not standing on us. I thank God that he put a press in our spirit on tonight in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read a scripture and then I'm going to pray and then I'm going to read some more scriptures on prayer. I'm going to be coming from the 54th divisions of Psalm. And it reads, "Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto my enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and my eyes have seen his desire upon my enemies." I've just read you the 54th divisions of Psalm in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come right now before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, come right now, Lord. Just asking you right now if we've offended anyone in any kind of way at any times in our life, forgive us right now. Search our hearts this evening, Father, our minds and our spirit. If there's anything in there that should not be, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus, creating us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Father, I first come asking you to police the radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Father, to bind the strong man on tonight, Father. I'm asking you to bind the strong man, bind every evil thing that try to come against our radio broadcast, that try to come against us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you right now to cancel every assignment of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus concerning everyone that's listening, everyone that's in our ministry, and everyone that's on the radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you right now, combine them. Send your angels to minister unto us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, now I ask you right now to cover our minds and our thoughts tonight. I ask you right now, Lord, to block anything that's trying to keep us confused and not doing and staying on focus and our purpose on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now. I'm asking you right now to allow me to give you my will. Just give up my will, surrender it on tonight in the name of Jesus, that I may step back and let the Holy Ghost pray and take over this service. We thank you right now, Father, for it. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen, amen. We just thank and praise God for this night, Friday night, for that we could come and pray. Sometimes, you know, we go through so much all week and we just be so bottled down and so tied down and so pressed down, and we need to be able to come up out of this thing, and we need to be able to call on the Lord. Just lay back, throw your hair back, throw your wig back, throw your weave back, get comfortable, and lay across his lap and tell God all about the problem, all about the trouble, what you've been through. And he will do what he said he was going to do. He's so faithful. He's so faithful. So I'm just thanking and praising God on tonight.
I'm thankful.
So I'm going to just ask anyone, do they have testimony, praise report, or whatever, before I read other scriptures. And I got one, because today is my birthday.
Amen.
And
happy birthday.
I'm a good age. Look.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. And I want to just thank everyone that have called and texted and Facebook and everything and wish me a happy birthday and everything, and the ones that's giving me gifts and other things. You know, I just thank and praise God for you all tonight. I thank God for tonight. You don't have to do what you do. People don't have to be nice. Thank and praise God. I know I got over 100 kids on Facebook telling me happy birthday. I thank God so much for that. You know, that's an encouragement. People calling me all day, texting me all day. I just thank and praise God for it. They started yesterday or the day before yesterday, but I thank God. I thank God for it. I'm another year. It's another year the Lord has kept me, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Just got out the hospital with heart surgery, and I'm grateful, and I feel like I haven't had anything. I'm just so grateful. I give him praise. I give him glory on tonight. Mm-hmm. I thank God for it. And you know, sometimes we need to get away sometimes. And I got away over this week, and it was good. It's only, you know, I just missed my husband, but everything else was good. And I thank and praise God for just being able to get away and relax and just relax. I thank God. I feel good. You know, and I'm thanking God for my birthday. I thank God today, you all, and I can't even stress it enough, because he's been so good to me. He's been good to me. He's been good. Everything I think I want, God has been good to me. And everything that I am and all that I might be is because of the Lord. Not nothing I've done, not by my power, nor by my might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. That's who it is. So I give him glory tonight in praise, and I thank God for another year. You all pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. Anyone else have a testimony or a praise report or a miracle report? And
amen. I like to give honor to God
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
I give
yes,
honor
yes.
to him because he is my Lord and my Savior. And I truly thank God to be able to even have this opportunity to stand and say, Lord, I honor you in all that I do and all that I say, God. And I thank God this week. I have been in Houston all week, and I just thank God. Originally I was nervous. I was like, I don't know where I'm going to stay. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to stay. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who I'm going to meet. I've never been there. And I thank God that when I arrived, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I was picked up, chaperoned to my destination. I didn't have to stay in a hotel. I was given a beautiful master suite and a beautiful home and pampered the whole time.
Yes.
Not one worry. So I just thank God that he's kept me.
Thank you, Lord.
And,
thank you, Lord.
And just the fact of, you know, entering somebody's home, you feel already like you're imposing. But when the person comes, when the wife came and she said, you know what, I've been praying and God sent you to us, and I know he has, and this is a Muslim. Hallelujah. This is a Muslim woman. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, I just thank you, you know, for the fellowship. And you know, and it made me think about that scripture when it says, you know, when God sends you out and you go to the house, if they don't accept you, just shake the dust off your feet and keep
moving.
That's
right. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when I came
into
the house, I said, well, Lord, I don't know. When I came in, they opened up and welcomed me. And it's like the house is, I've just been blessed through the whole stay. And
Jesus.
I just thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for how he still wants to bless us. He wants us happy. He really wants us happy. And I know that it's things going on in our life. But at the end of the day, God created us to be happy. He didn't create us to be stressed and burdened and worried and put down and let down. He said, I created you to be happy and to bring glory to me. So I truly thank God. I ain't trying to get it all loud up in these people's houses because I know I can. But I'm just going to keep it on the easy level. But I'm about to tell you, I don't know who they pray to, but I know my God who I pray. I just thank God, and I just ask for all the end time women just to continue to pray my strength in the Lord, and I will certainly continue to pray yours.
Amen. Praise God. We thank Evangelist Watson for that, and Prophetess Sattler texts me and says she still has a crazy headache, and she's asking everyone to pray for her. She started early today with this headache, so we'll keep her lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
Amen. I thank and praise God just for another day. I thank and praise God for the encouraging testimonies that I just heard. I thank and praise God that he let Apostle have another year, that he let her have another birthday. I thank and praise him for that. Even for Evangelist Watson for the testimony that she just gave is just so encouraging. And I just thank and praise God for what he's doing in your life. I thank and praise God
praise
that he kept me another week. Hallelujah. He kept me safe on the highways, in the byways, because you know I'm out there driving all day long, and he knows the stresses that I deal with. And I just thank him that he even got me to this point. I just praise him. I just give his name honor, and I give his name glory, and I just praise him for what he has done. I thank him because he kept my family, he kept my children, he kept me all through the whole week. And I'm here to stand and just to give him praise. And I just love this intercessory prayer that goes on Friday, because like you said, Apostle, this is a time when you can let your hair down and just thank him and just give him praise and just honor God for what he has done. I mean, sometimes for the things that we don't even think about, the littlest things, it's just a blessing. Every walk, every step that you take is a blessing in the Lord. And I just give him praise, and I just thank him for what he's doing. I thank him for even the things that I don't even know not that he is working out. in my life, because I know he got some great things in store for me, and it's not just for me. It's not just for me. It's for somebody else. So I just thank him that he can use me. I thank him that I have a mind that is willing and open and able just to surrender myself.
Yes, Lord.
It's a blessing, and I just thank him. I just ask that he just continue to speak to my mind and keep my heart obedient to him. And I just give him praise for that. I just thank him. I honor him for this day. But it's another day that he's made. It's another day he has given unto me. It's another day he has given unto all of us. So I just give him praise, and I just thank him. He's been so good. He has been so good.
Praise
all
God.
That
praise
I have been through, he has still been good to me. He has still kept me. He is still going to keep me, because I'm going to overcome all of the health issues. I'm going to overcome every single one.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus, I'm going to overcome.
In the name
because
of Jesus.
He's still got a plan, and it's still in his hands. So I just thank and praise him. I just thank and praise God that I can still continue just to lift his name up. I thank him for the praise, hallelujah, that he continues to put in my mind and my heart and my spirit. Oh, he's just
Lord.
A wonderful, good God. He is just an awesome God. And I just thank him. I just praise him.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
I just continue to lift you all up in prayer and continue that he strengthen each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank and praise the Prophetess Brown for that. Because I tell you, we get tested and tried sometimes, but let me tell you one thing. Don't think it's us. Because it's not. It's him that's taking us through. Sometimes he won't move the mountain, but he'll give us the strength to climb it. And he's right there holding us up. I thank God because he is merciful. I mean, he is merciful to us. You know, I'm so adamant about that because we think these things should just happen. But they it's by God's mercy.
Mercy,
by his mercy, things happen. And they are new every day. So we have this mercy that we can go to. We have a Father that we can go to. We have it. So we ought to be so grateful on today.
Yes.
He is just so good to us. And I'm telling you now, I can feel my help coming every day. The more the days pass, the more strength I get. And I'm telling you, God is so good. All down in my spirit, I feel good. I don't care what things look like. I don't care what.
Yes.
I don't care. All I know is Christ and him crucified. All I know, and I want the end time men and women of war, I'm calling us to prayer, intercessory prayer. We need to start doing more prayer. We need to stay before the Lord more and more, because we're going to need to be in that place.
Yeah.
We're going to need to be in that place. We got to start going before the Lord. I'm a rev mine up more and more. Every chance I get, I'm going to be before the Lord. Every chance I get, I'm going. I'm going in deep. I mean, it's just time. This is the time of the season. It's intercessory prayer. We need to be trying to win souls for the Lord. Praying souls unto the Lord. We need to do this. That's our job. We need
to start
praying more, going before, just not for us, because I never go before God for me. I always go for somebody else. But it doesn't matter. I want to get more souls for the Lord than anything else. So we got to pray more. We need to go in the intercessory more. We need to do this thing. So is there anyone else on the line that has a praise report, a testimony, or anything else that they want to talk about or do?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I want to talk about something. I want to talk about how we always sick and got headaches and our bodies are not working right. And we got diabetes and high blood pressure, and we got all these ailments that's going on in our bodies. And a lot of times it's a lot of times it's spiritual, but a lot of times it's physical. It's just physical.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with the devil. The devil don't have
all
that power. He can't be everywhere.
Yes.
He's not omnipresent.
Yes.
He can't afford to touch every believer's body and vex it with something.
Mm-mm.
So I just refuse to give him that much power.
That's right.
But there is spiritual attacks and infirmities. I will go on record saying that. And I just feel led to say this because I know we're getting attacked, and I know I've been attacked, and I know a lot of it, you know, sometimes it's spiritual, sometimes it's me. I don't eat right. Hello, Walt.
Right.
I want McDonald's and Wendy's. I want the McChicken. I want all that too.
Uh-huh.
But my body can't take it.
Yeah.
We are in a physical temple, and we got to start acting like spiritual people. Because the spiritual body can't hold us. This physical body can't hold our spirit. And this physical body will break down. It will get sick. It will bleed if you cut it. It will get old. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But my spirit, you can't cut my spirit, baby. And you can't hurt it. And it ain't going to bleed. Hallelujah. So I just realized that. You know, God was just saying when you said Prophetess Ella, she got these headaches, and God said she needs to watch what you eat, change it, take some of the salt out your diet. Okay, let's do some of the let's take some of the stress off our bodies by using wisdom.
Yes.
God said my people perish through lack of wisdom. That's what he said. He didn't say because of the devil. He said lack of wisdom. Imagine that. See?
Mm.
Imagine that. We don't have enough common sense. We just thinking everybody, the devil did it all to me. No, he didn't. If you eat at McDonald's every day, you're going to look like McDonald's every day, and you're going to have all the ailments. Think about it. We got more people with diabetes, high blood pressure than ever before.
That's right.
And what do we have an increase of? Fast food. Nobody got time to cook. Nobody got time. We ain't even got real food. Nobody eat vegetables no more.
Right.
We don't have time. And this body was created by God. He created this body. He knows what's good. And he said in the beginning, eat from the land.
That's right.
He never told us to go to Taco Bell. He said eat from the trees and the nuts and the berries. He gave us every medicine we need. So I want to pray for healing in our bodies. And not only the anointing of healing to take place, but for a spiritual release of wisdom to function in the healing. Because God can heal you and you still do. Listen, if you get a broke arm and the doctor set it and put it in the cast and you go right back out there and keep doing reckless stuff and break it again, guess what? It's going to be broke.
That's right.
You
got to
learn how to take care. Some of us can heal and we don't take care. We don't maintain. We just keep going, well, I'll be healed again, Lord. I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'll be healed again. And no, maintain what God give you. So I just thank God that, and I'll give a testimony. My blood pressure was going up and down and crazy, and my feet were swelling. And I was like, ooh, look at this. The devil trying to attack me. And the Holy Spirit said, no, he ain't. That's your sodium. It's called salt in your diet. And I was like, nah, Lord, I ain't never had no high blood pressure. Uh-uh, Lord, I ain't never had. I'm getting older. Body breaking down as you get older. It don't get better as you get older. I mean, we may get better as we older, maturity, but our body getting older.
Yeah.
And so
absolutely.
I began to say to the Lord, I said, well, Lord, what I do? He said, change your diet. Eat, like I told you, drink water. Your body is 60% water. How much water you get a day?
Yeah.
Do you drink 60% water? Or you drink 60%?
Amen.
Or you drink 60% soda? Thank you.
You know
what I'm saying? So that's one of the things. It's just common sense, and nobody talks about it, so we don't teach it, we don't preach it, but we want to say the devil did it. So I just want to pray right now for that, because I'm tired of headaches, and I'm going to command headaches to go in the name of Jesus, and we're going to learn how to keep them gone. We're going to keep them gone because we're going to stop. We're going to cut the sodium. Let's take out the devices that the enemy use. Like, okay, let's try
that. That's right. That's right.
Let's just start there.
That's right.
You know, if you diabetes, that means you got too much sugar in your blood. Okay,
yes.
That means you can't have no sugar. Let's pray for healing of the pancreas,
yes.
because that's what creates
yes.
the insulin. Let's get
that's
to the
right.
source of what we need to pray for.
Hmm.
You understand? Blood pressure. What is that? The arteries are clogged up with what? Fat.
Yes. Fat.
Okay? So what we need to pray that God open up our arteries, take the cholesterol out, help us to keep it out by stop eating french fries.
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm
yeah.
trying to get that from you. All right?
Yeah.
I know I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Okay? So this is how we learn to walk in the wholeness of God, and we learn how to walk.
Yeah.
I'm a spiritual warrior, but I'm a physical body, and I got to take care of this body. You know,
right.
I was thinking, you know, Apostle, I keep getting flashbacks now. Tell Apostle Ed, thank you very much, that he showed us about at the end times, if it was the end of the world right now, okay, let's be honest, if it was the end of the world right now, not near one of us can make it 1 mile height and with no air condition, with no
right.
comfort. We are out of shape.
Right.
If we
yeah.
had to run and jump out of a window, we couldn't. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
We're physically
yeah.
unfit.
That's right.
We're physically unfit. I know I can't.
Right.
You know? So we got to think like this. Say, okay, I got to think. If this was the end of the world, I don't want to be can't fit in the car. I don't want to be the one
right.
can't get out of a burning building. Hello?
Absolutely.
I don't want to be the one where they loading up the plane, but can't take you because you're too big. They only can take a certain weight. You don't want to be that one.
Right.
So I just, you know, I'm just being more conscious. I mean, maybe I'm just the only one thinking like this, but
no.
I'm just feeling like I want to be physically fit. I want to outrun the devil physically, spiritually, and mentally.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to pass out casting out a demon because I'm tired and out of breath. You understand? For real, let's keep
absolutely.
It 100. I don't want to do
absolutely.
That. And I've been there where he's tiring me
yep.
out. It ain't that I ain't got enough Holy Ghost. I'm just tired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we have to get stronger. So let me go ahead and pray this prayer. Dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just bless your name right now. I thank you so much for your wisdom and your guidance, God. I thank you for your power and your anointing. I thank you for your healing, God, that is released to us, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing us here today, God, and allowing us to be on one accord. Lord, look at our hearts, look at our minds, look
yes,
at our souls, God. Look at everything in us, God. How do they shop or say, God? Look
yes,
at every
Lord.
Single detail of us, God. And God, remove anything that ain't of you. And we know it's a lot of that.
Yes.
Remove it, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Burn it out of us, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, cast it out. Rip it out of us. God,
yes,
every
Lord.
Sin, every wickedness, every high and mighty thought. How did I shy about
yes.
say, God? Some of us
yes.
got some high and mighty thoughts. How about oh she? Cast every mighty thought down. Ha shabaro he. In the name of Jesus, God. I cast it down in the name of Jesus.
In the
Lord,
name
we're asking
of Jesus.
You to cover us in the blood of Jesus. We're asking us, God, asking you, God, to keep us in a mind of righteousness. Keep
yes,
us in a mind
Lord.
Of faith and faithfulness. God, help
yes.
us, God, to sustain through these times and wickedness.
Yes.
Give us your wisdom, God, that surpasses all understanding.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us, God, to learn more how to live in this body. God, we got it spiritually, Lord. We're still working
yes,
on it spiritually. We know how to fast. We know how to pray. We know how to read. We know how to come to you. But, God, we don't know how to maintain in this body. Help us, God,
yes,
to learn
yes,
how to stop eating the stuff that's going to kill us and start eating
yes,
the stuff that's going to help
yes.
us live. Help us to go to a Genesis relationship and diet in you. Hallelujah, God.
Yes,
help us, God. We know it's not easy. We've been programmed, but, Lord, we're created new, and you can deprogram and create a new program
yes,
in
Lord.
Us, a new program of healthiness, life, love,
yes.
joy, God. God, I know it's
yes,
a time
Lord.
And a season for everything, God. I know some people in a mourning season. Some people are in a season of decision.
Yes, Lord.
Some people
Lord.
Are in a valley and a shadows of death. Some people are in a season of sickness. But the seasons,
yes,
God,
Lord.
All have to change. Seasons
yes, Lord.
Are made to be temporary. And I
yes,
thank you, God. That ain't nothing permanent
yes.
on this earth. There is no
yes,
sickness
Lord.
That can hold me permanently. There is no
yes,
disease
Lord.
That can hold us permanently
that's
in this
right.
body or in our mind, God, because you
yes.
said everything is temporary. Only thing that's real
yes.
and true is your word. The only thing that shall last
yes.
forever is your word, God.
Yes.
And Lord, we just take on that word. We just take on that wisdom.
Lord.
We take on that guidance. And we open up the power of healing to function in our lives and to function in our loved ones' lives. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
I rebuke diabetes in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I come up against
high
blood pressure. I come up against arthritis in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I rebuke
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I command that sodium level to lower back down, God.
Because
once it lower, we're going to maintain it. God, I'm asking
Lord.
You, God. I'm coming against lymph
nodes
that's coming out of order because there's some irregularities in your body. There's some irregularities in your body. Lymph nodes are irregular because there's something irregular in your body. Lord, I ask you to bring regularity to it so that we can walk in healing. We can walk in the wisdom of healing. It's not medication that heals us, God, but it's your power that heals us.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, help us to maintain wisdom. Lord, I'm praying against a stomach illness or a stomach ailment, God, that keeps flaring up, and we don't have a reason. We don't know why. But, God,
Lord.
You created this body, and you know what it is. God, give us wisdom to know what to stop doing.
Thank you, Lord.
Maybe it's
milk.
Maybe it's salt. Sometimes our bodies stop producing and it stops making things the way it should. It stops breaking things down. God, help us.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Help this body. Help us to maintain in this body, Lord. We never pray for the body. We pray for everything
else,
God. I'm praying for this body, for us to have wisdom to dwell in it. I'm a spiritual being, but I need wisdom on how to dwell in this body. God, I thank you so much for your power and your anointing and your Holy Ghost. I surrender this prayer in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I thank you right now, Lord. Give you praise and glory. Is there anyone else on the line that wants to have a testimony or a praise report or prayer? Amen. You know, God gives us these opportunities so that we can go forth and shed some light on some things. And a lot of times we just hold back. And it's okay with me because I'm not the Father. But I'm just different. I be trying to please God in every way I can. I try to please God. You don't have to say nothing on here. But and it's okay. It's okay, but I know that I know that I know that God's been mighty good to me, and I give him praise for it. And it's, you know, it's like I'm raring and I'm ready to tell somebody of the goodness of Jesus. I just he's just so good.
Yes.
I just thank him today.
Yes.
So I don't understand, but you know, God knows. I don't know nothing, but God knows everything. And I just tell you on this evening, I'm so grateful. It's just so many things that I could tell you. And I could say how God is blessing and blessing and blessing. He is truly blessing me. He just truly, and I give him. And you think I was praying before?
Oh, Lord.
He's giving me a second wind. I'm going to come back with a vengeance. Do you hear me? I'm going to pray in season and out, up and down, in and out, any kind of way I can. Every breath I take is going to be with a prayer. And if I'm out somewhere, it's going to be in my heart. I was walking today praying, you know, just praying every step, just praying. All down in my spirit, I can hear verses out of the Bible just. And I told my husband, I said, if you could hear what I hear, I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you, but it's scripture coming out, you know, and I can hear it just as good. My spirit praying, my spirit quoting these scriptures out loud. And I'm saying, thank you, Father. I thank God for even just giving me that. He don't have to do anything for us. But you act like you don't know the things that he do, all the things he does. God do so many things for us on an average, on an hourly basis. If he would take his hand off of us just for a half hour,
you would know and realize and recognize how much you need the Father, how much you need Jesus, and how much you need the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, because he's just as good. We're in so much danger when we don't have him and we don't know it. We don't know it, but nevertheless, I just thank and praise God on tonight, and I'm going to pray. I'm going to take prayer requests, and I'm going to pray however God gives me to pray. I'm not just going to jump off and start praying like I usually do. I'm trying to use wisdom. So I'm just going to pray however God gives me to pray. That's the way I'm going to do it. So I want to take prayer requests. I know I have one in Evangelist already prayed for the body and for health and for Prophetess Sattler.
Granny, Apostle, I'm sorry. Before you pray, I would like to testify. My background just got really hard.
You know what?
My background, they over here, they clowning. They need prayer. But
okay.
I just would like to give glory and praise to God because he is good. And
yes.
God been for me since the day I can remember. And I just thank and I praise God. I wish I had my own words that can put all the good words together that explain God, because he's just that good to me. Like, he's
mm-hmm.
so tremendously good. He woke me up this morning. He woke
yes.
my boys up. We ate
yes.
today. We ate good today. I thank
yes.
God for that. We got running water. We got
yes.
TV to watch. We got cable. I just pray that I don't take nothing for granted, because God is so good, and every chance that I get, I just want him to know that I appreciate everything that he
yes.
has ever done for me,
yes.
and that he is good to me, and I do love him, and I do appreciate him. He is my
yes.
Father, because all the stuff that he did for me, he didn't have to do. He did not have
That's
to
right.
send his son to die on the
yes.
cross for me, but he did that
That's
for me.
Right.
All the stuff that Jesus went through just to get me hurt. Now, I didn't really read in the Bible that he probably got pooped through on him, but back then they didn't care. They probably threw poop on him, pee, spit. He got
everything.
Beat before he got hung on the cross. So I'm just
That's
grateful
right.
to God just to be here to say I am a child of God. And
yes.
I'm alive and well and
yes.
here, and I've been reading on Facebook about these kids steady getting killed and shot in the head, and my boys, they still hurt. And I'm grateful
yes.
to God for keeping his hands on them. Even when
yes.
I do wrong, he still protect my babies.
Yes,
and
he
still
tell
me if something going on, he still show me. He still let me know, and I'm just grateful and thankful
yes.
to God. And I pray that y'all continue to pray my strength in the Lord as I pray y'all. Thank you.
Amen. And that's such a blessing, because she's a young woman, but she still, nobody can speak for her. She has to speak for herself. When you go before the Lord, when you go before the Father, nobody else going to go with you, because he's just going to call you by yourself. And you got to speak for yourself. I can't pray for nobody on this line and do things, you know. You got to step up and do things for yourself. I can pray for you, but when God calls, he's not going to say, well, come and bring an apostle. He's going to say, no, you come. No, it's you. It's not about me. So, you know, I just want you all to stay encouraged, and God is good. He is so good. I just thank him. It just, when she was speaking, it brought back to my mind, I got to officiate a funeral on the 5th, and the lady that died, she had a trach in her, a hole in her throat. And when I tell you, when we had service on Sunday, I have testimony service, and when nobody else would get up, she would jump up so quick and put her finger over that hole, and she would testify of the goodness of Jesus. And that would just open the door. I said, now, y'all got a voice box. She don't have a voice box. And she was testifying for the Lord. And I could just about understand everything she said, because, and I know God knew everything she said. So I just thank God today that she's gone on, her spirit gone on. But I know God saw that faithfulness, that when nobody else in the church would stand up and testify for the Lord. She would put a finger, I don't care how embarrassed she was, she'd put a finger over that hole and she started testifying of the goodness of the Lord. And I said, thank God for that. Don't have a voice box or get up and try to praise God. The ones that have a voice box ought to be running, shouting, and testifying of the goodness of Jesus. So I just had to say that because when she started talking, it brought, because she's in our ministry in the church there, and she was right there looking at that lady too, putting her finger over that hole so she can testify the good. She didn't care about what people said. Oh, she got a hole. She didn't care. She got right up and testified. So that's the way we're going to have to get for the Lord. That's how we're going to have to do it. So I'm taking prayer requests. If anybody have any. Okay. Well, I'm just going to pray.
Apostle, I got one.
Okay.
Even though I pray this all the time, I just ask that you pray for all the little children across the world.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Amen. Pray for the children. A lot of us do that, and we pray for them. Amen. I want to ask and have prayer for the end-time men and women of war, for Apostle Dean, and for God's will to be done in our lives. Anyone else? Amen. And a Prophet Sattler and a family. Father, we come right now humbly before your throne of grace this evening, Lord. Asking you right now, Father, to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Lord. We confess it right now, Father, and we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. If we've offended anyone, if we've said anything wrong, Father, if we've done anything out of line to anyone, Father, forgive us right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I just thank you. We thank you right now, Father. We praise your holy name on this evening, Father. I thank you right now for giving me strength to pray. I thank you right now, Father, for giving me a mind to pray. Father, I just thank you right now to be in your will, Lord. I just thank you right now for allowing me to live holy on tonight. I thank you right now for allowing me to pray for the people of God. I thank you today. I thank you, Lord, for choosing me, Father, to pray for the men and women of war, for your people, Lord. I just thank you today. You didn't have to allow me to do it. I could have done anything else, but I give your name praise, and glory, just an honor to pray and serve your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you glory and I give you praise on tonight. I'm asking you right now, Father, to cover each one of us, Lord, in the shed blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus. Cover us, Lord. Saturate us today in the name of Jesus with your all. Glory to God. I just thank you today. Thank you, Father. I hear the Lord say, running water. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, I heard that. He said, running water. But I thank God for whatever it is he's saying in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name today, Father. We bless your holy name on today. We thank you for a sound mind, Lord. We thank you for stability on tonight. We thank you, Father, for a fresh anointing of the supply of your anointing. We thank you for a fresh supply of your anointing in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord, that you can fill us up all the way up, and let our cup even run over, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now for preparing a table before us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I give you glory and I give you praise on today. I thank you, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord, that we need you right now, Lord. We need you, Baba Candidios. We need you this evening, Father. We need you, Lord. We need you, hallelujah. We just call on your name in the midnight hour, Lord. We call on your name in the midday, in the noonday, Father. We call on your name early, hallelujah. We call on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We cannot live and we cannot make it without you, Father. We need you so much in the name of Jesus. We need you like our lungs need your air, Father. In the name of Jesus, like our mind, Lord, need our memory, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you, Father, like our heart need a beat, Father. In the name of Jesus, we need you. We cannot, Father, live without you, Master. In the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise today. We give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for each one of them. I thank you right now. I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you, Hallelujah. Isaboko Ninisan. Isaboko Rabahayaniyasama. Korababakandidiyosawam. In the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight. I'm rejoicing in my spirit for restoration, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you right now. Thank you right now. Thank you right now. I thank you right now for restoration and healing. I'm rejoicing today. I rejoice in the Lord. I'm rejoicing in you, Father. I rejoice tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for you giving us your best. In the name of Jesus, bless your holy name on tonight. I bless your name, Father. I give your name glory and praise. I thank you right now. I ask you right now to protect the children all over the world, Father. In the name of Jesus, cover them right now in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels right now all around about them today, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for commitment. I thank you for obedience. I thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for responsibility. I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Baba Kandidios. I thank you, Father. I give your name praise. Oh, Lord. Oh, Mama Kandidios. I need you right now. I need you, Lord, to dip me right now in the shed blood of Jesus. Dip us, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. Dip us right now, Lord. Dip us, Father, in the shed blood of Jesus. Keep us covered right now, Lord. Give us wisdom and knowledge that only you can give us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Bless Prophet Sap. Bless Prophet Terrence Sap. Bless Terrence Salas Jr. Bless the whole family. Tatita, Khalil, La Triviata. Cover them right now. In the shed blood of Jesus, cover their children right now, Master, in the shed blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, encamp your angels all around about them in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to go in their households, each one of them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Lord, to bind a strong man up. Bind them up today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind those demons in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to send them to the dry places in the name of Jesus. Then, Father, I ask you to bless every entire man and woman of war in the name of Jesus. Bless them right now, Father. Bless their children and grandchildren. Keep them covered in the shed blood of Jesus. It's all right, Lord. It's all right. It's all right now, Lord. It's all right, Father. It's all right, Lord. And I'm thanking you right now. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Baba, Kanda de Diokaba. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Laba, Haya de Diokaba. In the name of Jesus. 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 I give you glory. I give you praise. Thank you for the radio broadcast. Thank you right now. Thank you for Evangelist Watson and her husband, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now. Keep her and her children covered in the shed blood, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Prophetess Rome, in the name of Jesus. Bless her children. Bless her husband. Keep her covered right now. In the Kodiyosara. In the Komarayasana. Oh, Radhava Kondiyosara. In the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to bless them. Prophetess Brown on today. Bless her children right now. Keep them covered in the shed blood. Encamp your angels all around. Eba Kornadiyosaba. In the Korada Bahayanirsana. In the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord. Bless her children. Bless her. Touch her body. Touch her mind, Lord. Keep her covered. Osi Bikandariyosaba. In the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, to bless Prophetess Dorita, bless her children, keep them covered in the shed blood of Jesus, encamp your angels, already behind you, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to cover her right now, lead and guide her, bless Prophetess Gigi, bless her children, bless them right now, bless her family, keep them covered right now, cover them right now, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus, cover them right now, Father. Cover them right now. I bind up every demon spirit in the name of Jesus. I bind you up, every one of you that I see right now in the name of Jesus. I bind up every perversion spirit in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Every homosexual spirit, I bind you up. Every incubus, every succubus, in the name of Jesus, I'm binding the strong man. I may as well bind you up too. Send you back to the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, I bind you right now. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you right now. I praise your name. I magnify your name. I glory in the name of Jesus. I glorify your name. I glorify you, Lord. You've been mighty good. Yes, you have, Lord. You've been mighty good. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Bind every superstitious spirit, every witchcraft spirit, every voodoo spirit, every Caribbean voodoo spirit, in the name of Jesus, I bind you up, in the name of Jesus, I bind you right now, the word of God say, suffer wish not to live, I bind you right now, in the name of Jesus, glory, hallelujah, 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 in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. I thank you right now. We hold up Apostle Dean tonight. Yes, Lord, I thank you right now for our covering. Keep him covered in the shed blood. Keep him covered in the shed blood. Keep him covered in the shed blood. Keep him covered right now in the name of Jesus. In the shed blood of Yeshua. In the name of Jesus. Yahweh. Adonai. Jehovah. In the code of Yoshua. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Jehovah, hallelujah, Rapha, hallelujah, Isabokonda, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisha, oh yes, Lord, I thank you, Jehovah Tishkanu, oh, Baba, Kanda, hallelujah, thank you tonight, Father, I thank you right now, I give you praise, Father. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, Father. Thank you right now. Thank you right now. I ask you to bless every member of Life Support Outreach Ministry in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now. Thank you right now. Thank you right now. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you right now. Thank you right now. In the name of Jesus. Bless your holy name, Father. I bless your holy name tonight. Bless my daughter, Shamitha McKinney, in the name of Jesus. John McKinney, in the name of Jesus. John McKinney Jr., George McKinney, Joshua Shay McKinney. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to keep them covered, Lord. Keep them covered, Father. Keep them covered, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus. Oh, yeah, by conduct in your in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you right now. Keep them covered, Lord, and show them, Lord. Order their steps right now in the name of Jesus. Show them what to do, the way to go right now in the name of Jesus. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. I want to pray for our leaders tonight. I want to pray for the leaders of the churches. I want to pray for our leaders, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for choosing them. Thank you for calling them. Thank you for ordaining them. Thank you for affirming them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them right now. Bless their going in and bless their coming out. Bless them right now, Lord, and lead and guide them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless right now, Lord, every leader, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless the ones that you call, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just them, Lord, that you call, Father. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Father, the apostles, the bishops, the prophets, the teachers, the preachers, in the name of Jesus, the rabbis, Father, the ministers right now, in the name of Jesus, bless them right now, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give them what they need, Lord, give them knowledge, wisdom and knowledge, divine, Lord, wisdom and knowledge, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind every false prophet in the name of Jesus, every false teacher, preacher, apostle, in the name of Jesus. We bind you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Father. I thank you right now, Lord, and I thank you that we're on one accord. I thank you that we're touching and agreeing in the spirit. I ask you to bless Brother Harold on tonight. Prophet Harold on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Bless he and his family. Keep him covered right now, in the shed blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Bless him right now on his job, in the name of Jesus. Bless right now, Lord. Bless right now, Lord. Bless right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your arm. Thank you for your blood, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your water, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Blessing right now, Lord. Open up doors in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now that no man can close. Thank you for healing bodies. Thank you for drying up tumors. Thank you right now, Lord, from cutting cancer off at the root in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, all those diseases, send them back to the pits of hell, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, I bless you that you left me here, the years that you did, 60 years, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you today. I thank you right now. I thank you right now, Lord. You left me here, Lord, to be used, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord, for making all things new. Yes, Lord. Thank you right now for making all things new. Yes, Lord, I thank you right now for new wine and a new wineskin in the name of Jesus. Thank you today. Thank you today. I'm ready to run for you, Lord. I'm ready, Lord. Lord. I'm ready to run for you, Father. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready to run for you and see what the end's going to be like. I'm ready, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for allowing me to pray. I thank you for my stamina build up. I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for what I see with my spiritual eye, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless your name tonight. Bless your name tonight. Bless your name, Lord. I want you to touch me, Father. I need you to touch me. I need you to go way deep down in this belly, Father, and anything in there that's not right, Lord. I ask you to remove it right now. Remove right now. And use me, Lord. Use me. Use me, Lord, in your sanctuary. And use me for your purpose, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Thank you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory. Bless our neighborhoods. Bless our cities. Bless the state. Yes, Lord, bless the United States. In the name of Jesus, bless those that have rule over us. Bless them right now, from the White House all the way down to the jails. In the name of Jesus, bless them right now, Father. Give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. Bless every bereaved family today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord. And thank you that you restore everything that the canker worm, the palm worm, the caterpillar. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Yes, you're restoring tonight. Restore, Lord, Restore sight, Lord, in the name. Restore, Lord, Restore, Lord, Restore, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Restore on tonight, Father. Restore patience. Restore joy. Restore tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every fruit of the Spirit, Lord, I'm asking you to restore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In your name, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you right now. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you. For your anointing. Thank you for lifting up heads, Thank you for restoring, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I bind the spirit of depression upon tonight. I bind that spirit of oppression up tonight in the name of Jesus. I bind it. I feel it in the name of Jesus. You got to go, You got to go. You can't stay there. You got to go. I see you, I bind you up. Send you out to the dry places. I bind up the suicide spirit tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you right now, Father. I praise you right now. I praise you, Lord. Yes, Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you right now. I thank you. Just lift the heads up, Lord. Lift up the heads. Be they lift up of their head, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone in radio land on tonight in the name of Jesus. Bless their families and the children, grandchildren, great grand, keep everyone covered in the shed blood of Jesus. I thank you right now. I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord. I thank you right now. In the name of Jesus. Give you glory. I saw a stoplight, a red stoplight. So I guess the Lord ready for me to stop. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, I thank God tonight. I thank the Lord tonight. I thank him so much. I thank him. I just thank him. I thank him. He's so good and so kind. And just know that God is with you, each and every one of you. God is with you. God is with you. And just know he's right there. When you think you're walking by yourself, you're not. When you think you're carrying all of this heavy load, you're not. By yourself. So I encourage you today to stay encouraged. I just want to encourage you today to stay encouraged. God will not and have not left you. Will not and have not left you. But don't leave him. So, again, is there anyone that have anything to say before I get ready to close out? Amen. We got to do something about this intercessory prayer line, because I tell you what, I don't want to come back on here now another time and it's this quiet. Evidently, we're not praying like we should or doing something, because with this line need to be fired up. Just know that when I'm all the way back to 90 and 100, y'all aren't going to have to pray. Y'all ain't going to have to say one word. Because let me tell you something, God been too good to me. He done spared my life. And I know I can't do it like I want to do it. But let me tell you something, if I could do it, honey, these phones and this line and everything else would be hopping and jumping and everything else. But the Lord know, he know. You know, if it was me and I could do it like I want to do it, you wouldn't have to say nothing. You wouldn't have to say a word, but that's all right. He restored me all the way back. I felt my strength. So that's okay. It's okay. But anyway, I'm going to, I just thank God for allowing us to come together and agree tonight. So, I'm going to get ready to close out. Father, we just give you praise and glory. We honor you tonight, Lord. We thank you right now. We bless your holy name tonight. We thank you for this intercessory prayer line tonight. We thank you for the testimonies and the praise reports that went forth. We thank you for the prayer that went forth in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You all have a blessed night, and God bless you. I will see you all, some people tomorrow, and everybody on Sunday at 4 p.m. Amen. God bless you. You all have a good night.